Local Stories with Ken Kilbride.
So Ken, the first story you have for us today is about Beaumont Hospital and the fact that they earn over €1.5 million a year in car parking charges. I presume that's in a normal year, not the year we've just had.
No, it's not. This is 2019 we're talking about. But it's sort of a little bit of a follow-on story to what we did last week about the plan to introduce parking fees for the drop-off zone in Dublin Airport. So Dublin Air, Beaumont Hospital, I'd say, was earning £30,000 a week through its pay and display charges in 2019. And these figures are obtained from the Royal College of Surgeons group. The Irish Patients Association said that the hidden charges imposed on families of loved ones who are sick and dying. In 2015, the real cost of cancer report found that one of the largest costs incurred during the treatment was car parking. And Rachel Morrow, who's the Director of Advocacy at the Irish Cancer Society, said that they've been campaigning for reduced parking fees for cancer patients for the last 5 years. And she said, what's often forgotten when speaking about the life-changing impact of cancer diagnosis is the financial toll that it can also take on individuals and families, which for some of them can actually be as stressful as a diagnosis itself. I know I maybe have a bee in my bonnet about this one, but you know, living near to Beaumont Hospital, I've never understood why they had those charges there for people that, you know, are coming in to see people who are sick and dying, and you know, and they're making £30,000 a week on it.
Yeah, it's a very good point indeed. Now, it's that time of year, I suppose. We just had St. Patrick's Day during the week there, and all things Irish are very much to the forefront. But you've got five unusual things that you can do with Guinness, Ken. Tell us what they are. Apart from drink it, I suppose. Apart from drink it.
Well, that's it. Apart from drinking it, yeah. These are probably better ideas to do with than drinking itself. So we did this in sort of honor St. Patrick's Day, which was earlier on in the week. So the first thing you do is you can bake with it. So most of us have tried our hand at baking during the lockdown, and incorporating Guinness into the batter can actually add a lovely depth and richness to things like chocolate cakes. But if you're not fond of too much sweet cakes, you can actually do Guinness bread. So the beer actually contains yeast already, so you don't need to add any of your own, just a little bit of baking powder. So if you add a good amount of, say, sharp cheddar, you end up with a delicious, beery, cheesy loaf. Good idea in that. And you can make a sauce with it. I mean, this has been going on for years already. So with the unique flavor, it can be used to make amazing sauces for all kinds of meals. A popular one out there is the steak and Guinness stew. It has a richer and darker taste than if you use lighter ales. But you can also add things like the stout to barbecue flavors and barbecue sauces. And then it becomes perfect for sticky ribs, burgers, chickens, and other things like that. So that's another good idea for it. And this one I know we mentioned it about maybe a year ago. So when the pubs were forced to close last year, they actually had to figure out where all the stock of unsold beer. So what Guinness breweries actually did was they sold most of their excess to be used as plant food for Christmas trees. And you can apply the same principle to your own garden if you wish, as the Guinness is 100% compostable, and you can make your plants go healthy and strong. It's a great option if your Guinness is out of date or if you left open and goes flat. Now, this one I'm not sure about. We might need to talk about Sarah this one a little bit later.
Okay.
So what to say? Because neither yourself or myself.
No, we wouldn't have. We're follically challenged. This wouldn't be a problem for us. I'll have to
work for us either way.
I'll have to ask Sarah about this one later. All right, yeah.
So we're saying Guinness is rich in lots of nutrients, and it's actually rich in protein as well. So it can be good for your hair. So you apply it directly. Usually I take shampoo into the shower myself, but I'm sure some people do take other stuff. And then when you finish, you leave it in for a few minutes, then you can wash it out. But they're saying you can alternatively combine it with protein-rich organic compounds to make a homemade hair mask, such as avocado, egg white, or banana. You apply this hair mask once a week for 4 weeks, and you'll start to notice your hair is shinier, glossier, and softer. It's an interesting thing to do that.
That's where we went. That's probably where we went wrong, Ken. Had we used Guinness rather than shampoo, maybe we would not be so follically challenged. That's probably where we
all
went wrong.
All these years.
Yeah, that's what it was. If only we'd known. Now,
if only we knew.
Yeah.
This one I always used to associate it with Coke, but they're saying you can actually do it with Guinness as well. So if you have anything like jewellery or things that have lost their sparkle, you know, you drop the gold and silver rings, necklaces into a container of Guinness, leave them soak for a few minutes, rinse them off, and they come out more shiny than they went in. So lots of things you can do with Guinness besides drink it. So
yeah, some good uses in there, all right. And we thought it was only Coke would make things shiny and clean if you dropped it in, but Guinness does the same job. There you go. Now, the next story you have is about details of a new €26 million coastal park on reclaimed land at Howth Harbour has been revealed.
And the big word in this one is reclaimed land. So we're looking at plans here for the reclamation of almost 5 hectares of land at the West Pier in Howth. And so basically, I mean, we talked about this before, about the redevelopment of Howth. So as you come into Howth, you have the West, the Middle and the East. And the East is where all the West is where all the shops are. That we call that the shopping part of it. So it's going to be behind that. And so it's going to cost about $26 million. It's going to be a new 100-meter wide infill on the outfall of the West Pier. So it's going to be great things on it. The Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine, which is the harbour authority for Howth, has launched a public consultation on the plans and expect to have the planning application into Fingal County Council in May. The project aims to dredge silt from within the harbour seabed to provide better navigation for access for fishing, leisure and lifeboats using the harbour. Now, it's estimated that this will use or take out 250,000 tons of silt. Wow. Will be removed from the seabed, which is an awful lot.
It is.
And they're going to then treat it with soil stabilization and they will use this to build the 5-acre site. Or hectare site as it is. And that's the equivalent of 32,000 truckloads of material. And it said the works were necessary due to the increased size of the fishing fleet in Howth and other amenities like that. They're saying there's a lack of sufficient water depth, particularly at low tides. So the department said it's unable to hold public consultations about its plans for Howth Harbour due to the COVID-19 restrictions, but it would carry out consultation processes virtually. It's also confirmed we'll be submitting an environmental impact assessment report and a nature impact statement as part of its planning application. And I think we'll all have to read those. So if approved, the project is expected to take around 18 months to complete, which, you know, by the time it goes through planning and building, you're looking at the summer of 2023. And so the department said that the creation of the new lands would contribute to the diversity of Howth Harbour as a major venue for leisure activities and reinforce the area as an important tourist destination. Again, and then the Lord Mayor of Fingal said, David Healy, he welcomed the proposals and it was important that the removal of the contaminated materials was done properly while also maximising biodiversity and the conservation aspects of the scheme. And he said the use of the dredge material for infill was a better option than dumping it in the sea. So I think we'll be coming back to that one a little bit more over the next year and a half.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting development and it'll create a new amenity, I suppose, as well for people to use also. So that'll be good. Now you've got a next story is about Tesco. Tesco gets in the picture. What picture are they getting into?
So what they're doing is they're hailing their frontline heroes from behind the screens. So Tesco has released a series of portraits to shine a light on some of its frontline heroes as the nation marks a year since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. The retailers recognising colleagues across the capital who have gone the extra mile for their local communities, operating in a rapidly changing and challenging environment. So Ireland's largest food retailer has teamed up with leading photographer Ruth Medger and has been documenting the life in lockdown since it all began. Tesco's spokesperson Rosemary Gart said, "Our colleagues and our make the organisation we have today. We're acknowledging their commitment, resilience and hard work by showcasing some of the dedicated team members across the country." So it's a nice idea. And this goes back, I just know Ruth, you know, across the years as a photographer. I would have first come back across her about 15 years ago when she was sort of a jobbing photographer and, you know, do anything for a small fee. She worked with Hot Press at the time, started getting into music gigs, then became one of the largest event photographers in Ireland. But things obviously went off the rails this time last year. So she came up with the idea of photographing, taking photographs of people behind their front windows. And she did that within the 2 kilometres last year. And, you know, I know people that have done it. And they got the photograph back. And she actually made a book out of it. It was hailed all over. It was regarded as a brilliant idea. So Tesco obviously seen this idea, thought it was good as well, and applied it to their staff around Dublin. So it's a good idea taken by someone else and added value to as well. So congratulations to both of them for putting it all together.
Yeah, well done. And the final story you have for us today is about Robbie and Robbie Kicks for Mental Health. Which Robbie are you talking about, Ken?
So we're talking about Robbie Weldon, and he's a Taekwondo black belt, and he's hosted his Kicks for Mental Health on St. Patrick's Day. He's a member of the Junsa Taekwondo Club in Lusk, and he's also a member of the Irish national team. He's currently studying for his leaving certificate at Lusk Community College, but he knows full well the crippling impact of anxiety and the stress. So despite competing since he was 12, Robbie has been struck down with anxiety, and notably before he was due to compete in the European Championships. He revealed, "I was meant to fight in the championships the night before I had a really bad anxiety attack. And when you're participating in this type of fighting sport, you're perceived to be tough. And you have to be tough to compete, but the people don't want to talk about their fears in case it's seen as a weakness within the sport. Even within the competitive taekwondo field, people don't want to talk about depression or other things. They're uncomfortable about it, and that's ridiculous. If I injured a bone or a muscle, there's support there for physical injuries, but there isn't the same level of help for programs for ongoing mental health issues. The counselor in my school and the principal have always been very kind and supportive to me. If they see that I'm overanalyzing or overthinking things, they're always very supportive. There's such a stigma around depression, and it's important to speak about these issues and fears for stresses." So again, apparently thought that, you know, here he is, he's representing Ireland at, you know, Taekwondo, but he's willing as a 17-year-old to talk about having depression and other things like that. So for me, gets a bit of kudos on that one as he kicks mental health.
Well done. Yeah, and well done to Robbie for that. Ken, thanks a million for all the stories today. You're going to be back a little bit later on, I suppose, in a related maybe story. You're going to be talking to Mags Roger, is it? Mags Rogers, who's the executive director of the Neurological Alliance of Ireland. You're going to be talking to her about National Brain Awareness Week, which is running at the moment. And that'll be around 1:15. So we'll chat to you then.
Thanks very much.